Whenever we have St. Joseph's Day during Passiontide, it always makes me think of Holy Thursday. And secondly, how fitting it is that it should fall during Passiontide. St. Joseph had nothing to do with the Passion. He had already died and gone to limbo to await the resurrection. But St. Joseph is very much of a Passion saint. So the purple that shrouds the altar and the saints today in sorrow, the flowers above it are just temporary, as is the gold. Tomorrow we go back to our mourning. The purple reminds us of the seven sorrows of St. Joseph's life, all of his many trials and griefs that were his lot by the divine providence. I noticed yesterday when I got into the pulpit for the first Mass something I had forgotten about. When all the shrouds come out, the veils over the statues, the echo in the church is diminished. And I thought to myself, my voice was very weak yesterday. But then I remembered, oh, it's because of the shrouds. They absorb the sound. They make for more silence. And isn't St. Joseph the saint of silence? He's the saint of teachers, too, the saint of sacristans, because he's the saint of preparation. The divine master prepared, the eternal teacher did, he prepared his own people to receive the doctrine of the Blessed Sacrament. We saw that yesterday, by means of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. But they lost the lesson. They missed the point, and most of them refused the bread of life. But if you think of it, the teaching to prepare this people goes all the way back to Old Testament times, including, yes, the story of Saint Joseph of the Old Testament, Joseph the Patriarch. Our Lord is all the time teaching us, and we are a little bit like unruly children, are all the time not listening. Never mind, it's a work that must be done because our Lord's coming into our hearts as well as on our altar is the work of preparation. That's the beauty, that's the glory of Saint Joseph. And if you think of it, that's the work of a sacristan, a privileged but most demanding task, and that's the work of a teacher. That's what Katie and Sharon have in common, and that's what they have in common with good St. Joseph. The sacristan has the privilege, Father Faber uses this phrase, and I love it, to prepare the place where our Lord was yesterday and will be again tomorrow. He's talking about dressing the chalice or filling the ciborium with hosts to be consecrated. St. Joseph did that first. He prepared the place Bethlehem, and it was a sorrowful and a difficult task to clean out a stable and the thought that the Son of God himself in a few hours' time would be born there, and yet he did it bravely and devoutly and well and with great recollection. That, in a sense, is the whole summary of the glory of St. Joseph. He was the one who prepared, as the sacristan is privileged to prepare. The work of a sacristan truly is a work day after day which never ends. It is very demanding, physically fatiguing, and like the life of St. Joseph, it has its sorrows. Eventually, if you're that close to our Lord, he must purify you, you see, and then sometimes you'll be shouted at, and sometimes you'll be shunned and judged and shoved aside, perhaps. St. Joseph knew that in his life. The sacristan knows that, necessarily. And yet, what are these sorrows compared with the joy of preparing the way of our Lord, that he should be born again in the mystic, sacramental Bethlehem of our Holy Mass? What a beautiful thing it is, and worthy and worth every sacrifice and every suffering that must be borne. Saint Joseph was privileged, furthermore, to be the teacher of our Lord. In our Lord's human nature, we don't know how this could work. It confuses us because it's a mystery beyond our ken. We could never understand it, not fully. But Saint Joseph taught his son, who in his divine person is the creator, the maker of the universe out of nothing, the divine carpenter of all of the stars and all of the planets. He taught his boy the carpenter's trade, how to measure and how to nail and how to saw and how to plan out and put together. And our Lord learned the humility of our Lord, the majesty of Saint Joseph. He learned from his father, his earthly, his legal, and in an adoptive sense, his true father. Saint Joseph was the teacher to Christ. Any teacher worth his salt must deliberately, very directly, think of catechism teachers or religion teachers, or indirectly and yet efficaciously be doing exactly what Saint Joseph did. That is to say, preparing the way for Christ into little souls. That's what Saint Joseph did. He prepared the way for our Lord, who would one day mount the cross. The teacher prepares the way for little souls to come to Jesus in the most profound participation in the Holy Mass, which is the reception of Holy Communion. Saint Joseph is our sacristan saint. He's our teacher saint. Our sacristans and our teachers are not saints, but they are privileged to prepare the way for the Holy of Holies, but they are privileged to prepare little ones to receive Jesus. And thus are they very, very close to our Lord. And I have no doubt that our blessed Lord, in his divine providence and in his tender mercy, will give to each one of these a very beautiful reward indeed in eternal life. For the rest, let us remember that it is not only the lessons we learn in a book, the beautiful symbolism we see about us in the church, in the lives of our saints, which teach us our faith. It's living human beings who, oftentimes by their silence, always by their labor, and sometimes by their speech, teach us, prepare the way for us to come to Jesus, and for Jesus to come to us. Think of it. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.